This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 7th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and what about a week in the news this past week? We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be talking about the NRA is deemed a terrorist organization by San Francisco City Council. We've had a Marine that's had his guns confiscated for saying that he would fight back if attacked by Antifa. Did you happen to see the one where the IDF was caught red-handed faking dead bodies, carrying dummy dead bodies? We'll get to that. James Fields being sued for $12 million. Wonder why. We'll get to that and more. So we got a lot of ground to cover today. You can't carry a handgun. You can't open carry in Walmart, CVS, Walgreens now. We're going to get to all of that and more. There's a lot of news to cover this week for sure. Got some clips. Hopefully we'll get to play, but to get us started, now the Daily Caller originated this story. InfoWars carried it. It was a headline on Drudge earlier in the week. And the source for me is thedailycaller.com. Now just listen to this headline, okay? Trump administration is considering using Amazon, Echo, and Apple Watch to determine if citizens should own a gun. The Trump administration is considering a proposal that would use Google, Amazon, and Apple to collect data on users who exhibit characteristics of mental illness that would lead to violent behavior, the Washington Post reported on Thursday. The proposal is part of an initiative to create a health advanced research project agency called HARPA, which, you know, sounds eerily like DARPA. Remember that? You ever looked at the logo for DARPA? The original logo, I think they ultimately changed it before they said it no longer existed or whatever, but which would be located inside the Health and Human Services Department. The report notes, citing sources inside the administration, the new agency would have a separate budget, and the president would be responsible for appointing its directors. HARPA would take after Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, which serves as the research arm for the Pentagon. The idea was first crafted in 2017, but has since gotten renewed push after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. The Susan Wright Foundation approached the president recently and proposed the agency include a project called Stopping Abhorrent Fatal Events by Helping Overcome Mental Extremes or Safe Homes. The report notes, citing two people familiar with the matter, President Donald Trump has a close relationship with Bob Wright, who founded the foundation after his wife died of cancer. Wright was a former chair of NBC and occupied that position while the president hosted The Apprentice. Wow, isn't that cozy? HARPA would develop breakthrough technologies with high specificity and sensitivity for early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence, according to a copy of the proposal. A multi-solution along with real-time data analytics is needed to achieve such an accurate diagnosis. The document lists several technologies that could be employed to collect the information, including Apple Watches, Amazon Echo, Google Home. The Jeffrey Ling, the lead scientific advisor on HARPA, told reporters Thursday the plan would require enormous amounts of data. We're not inventing new science here. We're analyzing it so we can develop new approaches. The White House declined to provide the Daily Caller's News Foundation with a statement, but sources told the Washington Post that Trump has reacted very positively to this proposal. It's unclear if he has seen the safe home idea. Google and Amazon have not responded for requests for comment. So, you know, of course, this could all be some sort of fake news, but I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, if you sit back and you think about it long enough, doesn't it make sense that what they are ultimately going to propose, and we know Donald Trump's not going to be there forever, and we know that these other people that's running for president and the left and the Democrats and the communists and the socialists are insane. But what this is they're wanting to use all of the recordings that they've got of you and all of the data that you put on the internet yourself, like on Facebook, and it's unbelievable what people put about themselves on there. And they're going to use this information, go back in time. This is the way it'll ultimately be. It may not start out this way, but this is where they're ultimately trying to take this, and this is the beginnings of this, to where they, when you want to buy a gun, they're going to look back, do a internet search. It's going to be part of the expanded background checks that they keep talking about. And ultimately, look at the websites you've looked at, and they'll find a reason to exclude everyone from being able to buy a gun. And even the fact that they're starting to say that they're going to use Echo and your watches, if you buy these smartwatches, to collect information to see if you should be allowed to have a gun. They're trying to predict your future, what you may would do in the future by things that you have said in the past or read in the past. We are really getting into George Orwell's 1984. What's the quote? Those who control the present control the past, and those who control the past control the future. If you control the past, you control the future. So if you control and have the ability to access all the information about where someone has been on the internet, what they've read, what they've said, what they've posted, and then use that information to as evidence to exclude them from being able to have their Second Amendment rights. I mean, if you really sit back and think about it, it's a diabolical scheme that they will be able to use to justify pretty much anybody they so choose from the ability to have a gun. And a step further, come and take the ones you've got. Come and take the ones you got. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend of mine that was railroaded by the courts. I'm going to spare you that story. But anyway, he was on probation. He was on probation, and I had to take him a couple of times to visit his probation officer. And here's what they would do. They would look at a computer, and they would say, this is the probation officer, the computer says that you need to be on curfew, that you need to be home by 6 o'clock. And the computer says you need random drug tests. That's what he would say. The computer told him, they put the information in about this specific individual and what he had been convicted of. And then the computer gave all the information about what his probation criteria was supposed to be. I found it amazing that they had set up the system to where the individual or the probation officer doesn't use his mind or his experience or his education and training. The computer tells him. Okay, now think about that. You go a step further, they got the AI, they've got all this technology now. You go in, you want them to buy a gun. They get all your information. They tell you to come back in whatever it is now. I don't know, 3-day waiting period. I'm not sure what it is. It's always changing, it seems like. But when you go back, they say, well, the computer told us that you were reading the Daily Stormer 3 years ago. The computer told us that you did this, did that. The computer told us that you posted this picture, or how about this? You posted this meme right here on Facebook. So the computer told us you don't get to have a gun. I mean, that might sound far-fetched now. You might be sitting at home or wherever you're at saying, well, Farron's nuts. Just wait, because that story right there off the Daily Caller if true, and like I say, it sounds about logical enough for these insane lunatics that run our government to be working in that. What else would they do? Look, the goal is to take the guns. The goal is to demonize people that are pro-Second Amendment. The goal is to disarm the native population of any right-leaning tendencies, trust you me. And they're coming at it in so many different ways. I mean, you can't open carry in Walmart now. Walmart's not going to carry ammunition like .223, or I don't know if they ever carried 7.62 39 millimeter or not. I just don't know. But I didn't know they still sold handguns in Alaska at Walmart. But you know, if you're in Alaska, you might need to buy a handgun. I don't know. I guess there's plenty of other places. Now, I'm in rural North Carolina. Okay, our Walmart, of course, sells long guns and ammunition. But, I mean, even in a small town, there's still, I don't know, three or four other places that you can buy ammunition. So, I mean, I guess it's not that big a deal. But the Walmart that's nearest to me, you know, a lot of people did, I guess would be the proper, did open carry. It was pretty common, you know, and I think that's a good thing. I'm not opposed to that at all because I believe that I am... I believe that that's their Second Amendment right, and it doesn't make me feel threatened or, you know, insecure or what have you if I see people carrying guns. So I tell you what, here would be a good place to put it. I tell you what, Ken, let's play video 4. It will fit real good right here. Video 4, the Tucker Carlson on Walmart video. Let's play that if we could, Kim.
Which is the world's largest retailer, announced that it is now taking sides in the gun debate. The company announced it will no longer sell handgun ammunition in its stores, nor, Walmart says, will it stock common rifle rounds that can be, quote, also used in large capacity clips on military-style weapons. And then the company went even further than that. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon issued a strident statement calling on Congress to ban many semi-automatic rifles that Americans have, as well as to seize firearms from some Americans who have not been convicted of a crime or even charged with anything. For a company that operates primarily in rural America, all of this was a big step. How do rural Americans feel about it? Well, we can only guess at that. There's not a lot of polling going on in Two-Dot, Montana or Roxbury, Maine. But we do know that in the most expensive parts of New York City and Washington and Los Angeles, all the smart people were deeply impressed. They love Walmart now.
You know, good for Walmart for doing this. And these are weapons of war.
Maybe what's actually happening here is Walmart is listening to its own customers and listening to the American people who want changes in not only in the stores, but in society.
You have business being able to act in a more enlightened and more agile way than government does.
At least Walmart today announced new action, insisting that the status quo is unacceptable.
I was surprised, happily surprised. I think this is a momentous decision, a watershed moment.
Uh-huh. So now Walmart is more, quote, enlightened than government is, says liberals. Now that's a fascinating turnaround, because for years, you'll remember, Walmart was the target of coordinated attacks from the left. Progressives used to attack the company for destroying small-town America and for exploiting workers. Walmart hired PR consultants and union busters to push back for years. But the company never really changed the way it does business. And yet, somehow, the left has mostly stopped attacking them. How'd that happen? Well, part of the answer is that liberals got rich and then lost interest in economics. They adopted identity issues instead. But Walmart, meanwhile, figured out that it could buy immunity from criticism from the left by mouthing left-wing pieties. That's all it takes, really. Sounding woke, and they'll leave you alone. Notice that Walmart plans to sell the remainder of its AR-15 ammunition. So this couldn't really be about saving lives, obviously. It's about the money. It's only about the money. And that's not a surprise, because there's a lot of money at stake. By revenue, Walmart is the largest company in the world. The Walton family is the richest family in America. Collectively, they're worth more than $150 billion. How'd they get so rich? Well, by selling foreign goods to domestic consumers. Cheap Chinese garbage manufactured offshore in factories that pay slave wages, wages that American manufacturers could never match. According to one study from 2001 to 2013, America actually lost 400,000 jobs thanks to Walmart's reliance on Chinese imports. And it shows. Here's what many American towns look like today, thanks to Walmart. Here are some of the gleaming new cities that the communist Chinese government built with the profits. Look at that. Don't you wish we had that? We don't. At times, Walmart sold goods at a loss just long enough to drive American competitors out of business completely. Smaller retail and the jobs they provided just vanished. In many places, Walmart became one of the few remaining employers. As of today, more than 1.5 million Americans at any one time work at Walmart, and it's not, by and large, an improvement over what we had before, and it's not getting better. In 2005, for example, 20% of Walmart employees worked part-time at the company. Today, the majority work part-time. Why? You know why. If Walmart keeps employees' hours low enough, it can avoid paying them benefits. People can't really live like that, and Walmart knows it. But they know the federal government, that is to say, you, taxpayers, will subsidize their low wages with welfare benefits. In other words, you are working so that the Walton family won't have to pay their employees enough to live. That's happening right now, but we're not talking about it because Walmart is now pushing gun control. So take three steps back and let's think about what's happening here. The company more responsible than any other company for destroying and degrading rural America, for making our towns uglier and cheaper and poorer. The same people who push the appalling lie that brightly colored plastic crap from China is going to make us happy. That company is now lecturing normal Americans, the very Americans they have hurt, about how immoral they are for daring to protect themselves with firearms. That's what they're saying. And everyone in Washington, New York, and Los Angeles is applauding them as they do it. It's not a good sign.
How about that? I thought that was interesting. You know, I don't get Fox News, so, and I despise Sean Hannity, but Tucker Carlson does really lend some real logic and common sense to the situation in which we find ourselves in. And I know a lot of us, you know, I've not been much of a fan of Walmart either because of their policies and the way they treat their employees and what it can do to small communities. But, you know, what we're seeing here is the real rise of corporations, massive, gigantic corporations weighing in on politics. You know, I've mentioned it often how PayPal and a whole string of large companies was boycotting North Carolina because of the bathroom bill, as it's called, was passed by our state legislature. So, you know, this past week, CNN, which, of course, I didn't watch it, had a seven-hour marathon of the discussion of climate change with all the insane lunatics running for president on the left. And this coming week, apparently, they're going to have another seven-hour marathon discussing the plight of the LGBTQPB movement. Even though the ratings are in the tank, they don't care about that. They got to keep this insanity in our face. And it's really interesting. I mean, with regards to climate change, it seems to, you know, if they keep propagandizing the public long enough, it seems to start sinking in. If you don't believe that, look at what people believe about World War II. Look at what people believe with regards to the Holocaust. Look at what many people believe with regards to the Iraq War or 9/11. You know, it's just the RBN audience. It's people that took some time to look and see what Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, that's watched some of the documentaries, Loose Change or what have you, to educate themselves and break free from the propaganda that they've been indoctrinated with through the television and the media to believe the fairy tale that the government and the media spun with regards to 9/11. So here, CNN, even though they don't care that the ratings are in the tank or any of the rest, it's the propaganda that they've got to spew out that, you know, a big major concern in this society should be the plight of the LGBTQPB movement. It's unbelievable. We're living in a clown world, and the news I do is the proof of it. Coming up on a break, we'll be back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Running down the insane news of the week. And, you know, we live in a clown world. There's so many things we could have done different in this country that would have made some common sense, but we're ruled over by these sellout traders that kneel at the altar of big money and special interest, and they're a long shot away from representing we the people these days. I'm here to tell you. But how about this? If you're wondering if you really do live in a clown world, if you're on the clown world fence, if you're unsure, I had to do this story. This is from last Saturday now, okay? This happened last Saturday, and to me, it's kind of interesting. No mainstream media, or if it was, I missed it. It's coming in from the Huffington Post. The Boston Straight Pride Parade actually happened, and people were not happy. How about that? People were not happy. They don't care if heterosexual people are unhappy when the Gay Pride Parade marches around. They have Gay Pride Month. You know, Pence went to Iceland this past week, and they changed all the flags to the Gay Pride Parade flag, or the Pride flag, I guess is what you'd call it. I thought that was extremely interesting, but maybe a sad a sad window of insight at the times we live. But yeah, you know, when heterosexuals or the Christian community or whatever is offended because, you know, a bunch of homosexuals writhe in the street practically naked, hump one another and dress up like not penises or whatever, and the Christian community and just the heterosexual community, or maybe people that's got a little morality or decency about them, are offended, well, you're some sort of bigoted hater. You're probably a Nazi. But here we had a straight pride parade in, of all places, Boston. And just check this out. Clashes erupted at a straight pride parade in Boston on Saturday when counter protesters turned up in droves to oppose the event. Now, in America, if you go out and try to celebrate your heterosexuality, droves will show up to protest that. How about, you don't have the right to celebrate that, I guess, is the takeaway from this. Boston Police Department spokesman James Canale told Huffington Post 3 dozen people were arrested on various charges, including disorderly conduct, unlawful possession of a dangerous weapon, and assaulting officers. If you go into the continuation of this story, they're having a dispute in their court system because why? They want to dismiss the charges against everyone, of course. According to the Boston Globe, about 600 counter-protesters met an estimated 200 marchers when the parade reached City Hall Plaza. How about that? 200 people go out to celebrate their heterosexuality and the fact that they're straight. They want to celebrate that. But 600 people, triple, come out to attack them. Now, do you think that was just organic and, you know, 600 people last Saturday just woke up and said, hey, why don't we go out and protest that, you know? No, I don't think so. I would say this was very well orchestrated. Where police barricades prevented protesters from accessing a concert stage where the Straight Pride rally was held. The event featured floats and signs expressing support for Donald Trump and for building the wall. Ostensibly upset that city officials were protecting the marchers and permitting the parade, some protesters reportedly turned their anger toward the police. Toward the ends of the rally, prompting scuffles, arrest, and the use of pepper spray. So you know, these the liberal, tolerant, homosexual left, when they don't get their way and they couldn't beat up the straight people, well, they got to beat up somebody, right? Because they're insanely violent, and it's Antifa. They chose to fight the police. People at the counter-protest event featured signs with a range of messages for the straight pride marchers, including "Oppressors cannot be oppressed," "A straight pride parade is called traffic," and "Love is love," and "Straight pride is hate pride." Straight pride is hate pride. So if you have straight pride, that's hate pride. A Facebook event for the counter-protest titled "Fight Supremacy, Hands Off Our Pride" called the march organizers, wait for it, white supremacist. A claim supported by multiple links between the organizers and the far-right groups. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez derided the event on Twitter, pointing out a clear lack of female representation at the event purported to promote being straight. Oh, the horror of having an event to promote being straight. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh also condemned the event, suggesting Bostonians celebrate events this weekend which promote the city's values of inclusion, love of the community, and acceptance of all. So, I mean, isn't that amazing? Demonized. Even the mayor. It's a hate event. If people, I mean, this really is, should be an eye-opener to even the most dense, that, you know, if you come out and you just merely want to sell, this is akin to putting up a sign that says it's okay to be white. If you come out and try to celebrate anything that is not degeneracy, if you try to promote anything that's not the promotion of complete immorality and hedonism, then you are the new hater. Welcome to America. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Alternative Medium. Baron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I'm going to tell you, have a straight pride event and triple the amount of people taking part in it show up as protesters. And then, of course, the local district attorney and court system wants to dismiss all the charges against them, of course, because well, they're all part of this cultural Marxist destruction of what used to be American values. Well, this one, even, you know, I'm jaded, but even when I see some things, and even San Francisco, this gave me pause. San Francisco declares the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. The city's lawmakers unanimously passed the resolution in response to recent mass shootings. The National Rifle Association called it a worthless soundbite remedy. Unsettled by the recent mass shootings, blah, blah, blah. The resolution was introduced by Supervisor Catherine Stefani on July 30th, 2 days after the shooting at a garlic festival. Before the resolution was put to a vote on Tuesday, Ms. Stefani spoke about the carnage across the country, also citing mass shootings last month, blah, blah, blah. The NRA conspires to limit gun violence research, restrict gun violence data sharing, and block every piece of sensible gun violence prevention legislation proposed at local, state, and federal levels. The NRA exists to spread pro-gun propaganda and put weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us, Ms. Stefani said in a statement. Nobody has done more to fan the flames of gun violence than the NRA. I mean, how about that? How about that? Did you see this past week where Gaffmaster Buffoon Biden said that we should limit magazines to one bullet? Yeah, yeah. The Gaffmaster actually said that he wanted to limit magazines to one bullet. He said, why have we not limited magazines to one bullet? Well, you know, isn't that a musket when you just have one bullet? I mean, these, I don't, yeah, or a bolt action gun, you know, one bullet. How about, I don't think Biden's going to make it to next November. I mean, he can't get his foot out of his mouth long enough to string together a few coherent words. So anyway, it is fun, kind of. It's, in a way, it's not fun. It's almost like watching somebody mentally challenged try to, you know, promote themselves as somehow having the remedies to the ills of society to whom he helped create. Because how long has he been up there? Like 4 decades? So anyway, the NRA responded on Twitter saying it was the fabric of American society and Sam Fran should be ashamed. The post included a video of Wayne LaPierre, the organization's chief executive, calling on NRA members to stand up as Americans. So if you get into looking into it, they had a whole big draft resolution of whereas, blah, 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 what they were basing this on. But, I mean, they're not concerned about declaring Antifa a terrorist organization, obviously. I mean, I know the Republicans and Democrats have at least paid it a little bit of useless lip service. But the NRA, you know, you have to give it to the left, and they will actually do something, unlike, you know, the right, which now after Charlottesville, they've practically got a clampdown on any, you know, any pro-right, alt-right type organization protesting in the streets or having any kind of marches. I mean, I've chronicled here what's happened to the Proud Boys and Ram and these other groups, and it's just unbelievable. Fox News last week ran the story, and I know probably, hopefully, a lot of different hosts and radio broadcasts carried the story, but I'm going to do it just in case. A former Marine who said at a protest that he would slaughter Antifa members in self-defense if attacked recently had his 5 weapons confiscated by the FBI. Now, you would think that's an assertion of self-defense if attacked. That doesn't matter now under these red flag laws. The temporary seizure came through the use of Oregon's red flag law, which allows law enforcement agencies and family members to seek a court order to have weapons taken away from an individual viewed as potentially violent. Such laws are often opposed by supporters of the Second Amendment. The former Marine Shane Cofield, 32, was not charged with any crime, but surrendered 5 guns, including an AR-15, according to Phil Lehman, Oregon's acting deputy state court administrator, the Washington Examiner reported. The action was reportedly prompted by remarks Cofield made in public during a demonstration outside the home of Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler in August. If Antifa gets to the point where they start killing us, I'm going to kill them next, Cofield told a crowd, according to the Oregonian. I'd slaughter them and I'd have a detailed plan on how I would just wipe out Antifa. Cofield previously wrote to U.S. Representative Dan Grenshaw of Texas, a former Navy SEAL, to share his concerns about Antifa and voice his support for having the group declared a terrorist organization, a step that President Donald Trump is considering. He made the statements in July, but the guns were not taken from him until August, presumably as a response to the unlicensed ICE agent deporting all those Mexicans at the El Paso Walmart, which took place on August 3rd. Cofield was also sent to a mental hospital, though it's unclear if this was forced or if he went voluntarily. So, you know, I don't know what to make of that other than this. You know, when you're, and I know some people could argue, well, it's unwise now at this point to make those kind of statements in public. And yeah, that, I guess you would sadly have to say that is true. But at the same time, he framed it in a sense of if he was attacked. But this is what the red flag laws are for, and they're demonstrating their willingness to use them, obviously. And, well, by golly, let me be the first to tell you, if you haven't heard this yet, you're going to be getting more of this. This is the direction they're going. So you contrast this with the first story I did, where they're wanting to use all of the devices that they can listen to you with to put together really a synopsis of whether you should own a gun. I mean, the Second Amendment is being attacked in all kinds of directions. I mean, one, North Carolina is an open carry state, but Walmart's saying you can't use your constitutional right, and the what the state legislature here in this state has said you have the right to do. You can do it, I guess, you know, till you get on Walmart property, but you can't do it in Walmart. And in reality, actually, I think this only makes Walmart a more dangerous place, because I would think that anyone that was wanting to conduct a mass shooting in the Walmart nearest to me would have paused, because if they ever went in that Walmart, it's not uncommon, as I said earlier, to see people open carry. Now, you know, most law-abiding citizens, now if you've got a concealed carry, you can still do this, but most law-abiding citizens are going to say, oh, it's not okay now, okay, I'll leave my gun in the car, truck, or what have you. So, but this is the direction in which we're going. RT, Finnish authorities are investigating a Christian MP and former interior minister over her Facebook post that included verses from the Bible, which police say amount to an attack on the LGBT community. Now, let that sink in now. A Christian MP posted on Facebook Bible verses. We know where this is going. Which police say amount to an attack on the LGBT PB community. Pavi Rasanan, that's a little rough, is an MP on the Christian Democrats for the Christian Democrats, and was Interior Minister between 2011 and 2015. Back in June, she criticized the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland over its participation in Helsinki's LGBTQ PB Pride event. So you've got the Lutheran Church of Finland participating in Pride events. I mean, you know, well, you do know. I'm just going to leave it at that. How does the foundation of the church teaching the Bible fit with elevating sin and shame as reasons for pride? She posted alongside a photo of the Bible open to Romans 1:24-27 from the New Testament, which describes homosexuality as sinful, shameful, and unnatural. Now, it has emerged that the police have opened an investigation against her for alleged incitement against sexual and gender minorities, a spokesman confirmed to the Helsinki Times. Now, I did not know. I don't have time to go around and evaluate every country and find out where they're at on the immorality meter. But apparently, Finland is, you know, going the same way as so many other countries, as far as just totally accepting open degeneracy and calling it hate speech. It's hate speech if you say anything contrary. Speaking to the online portal FaithWire on Thursday, she said she was not afraid for herself, but was concerned that the investigation had a chilling effect on Christians in Finland. It seems that many Christians in my country are now hiding and going to the closet now that the LGBTQ PB community has come full out into the public. Now, isn't this interesting? These groups fought for the right to openly be gay. Took decades. Finally, you know, they achieved their desire. And now, what are they doing? Are they just happy and everybody's happy? The utopia been reached? No. It's time to put the Christian in the closet. It's time to take away their rights now. You see, you can never... This utopian equality that the left and the cultural Marxists and the communists are actually ramming down your throat. You've got the funnel in your mouth and they're ramming it down your throat. This is where it's going to go. There's no pushback. The Republicans in Washington, D.C. are totally worthless. They're not doing this is the direction you can. It's just like a map. You're on the road and the destination is I guess full blown hedonism, And you're just trucking right along, and we see the road sign saying, you know, hell awaits, but we just, it's like we can't make it stop. Ronison also said that her point was not to insult sexual minorities, but criticized the leadership of the church, adding that she will continue to share Bible verses and Christian teachings despite the investigation. We must obey God rather than man. The Lutheran bishop, Papo Loma, was responded to her criticism by saying that same-sex couples are welcome at all church activities, and that it's only a matter of time before church started performing same-sex marriages. Well, he's a truth teller, isn't it? She is one of three Finnish MPs currently being investigated for alleged hate speech. So I just wanted to let you know, in Finland, you post Bible verses to your Facebook now in the new 2019, in the time in which we live. You post Bible verses to Facebook and criticize Pride events. You're investigated as hate speech. I mean, you know, the Turner Diaries talked about hate speech. Dr. William Luther Pierce talked about hate speech. He, back in the 90s. You know, and if you look at those videos and you really contemplate the fact that he's doing this 20 years ago and more. I mean, Turner Diaries was written in 1978, but then you fast forward to the headlines today, and I mean, it's hate speech everywhere. Anything you say other than totally accepting complete degeneracy as normal, anything goes. And, you know, when they're talking about anything goes, and now, you know, right now they're pushing the transgenderism, you know, Down syndrome, transgender, drag queens, and all the rest. That's where we're at now. And, of course, like I've said on this broadcast, the whole Bruce Jenner, which isn't that, you know, I grew up seeing him on a Wheaties box. I would have never, I mean, who could have predicted that? Chips. But when transgender becomes old hat, you know, when you've gotten used to riding by your library and seeing all of these extremely deranged demonic clowns as normal, when you've accepted that, and trust you me, it's happening right now. Then it's going to move on to the acceptance of pedophilia. I know people say, it'll never happen. You're the same people that said gay marriage wouldn't be the law of the land. Okay. And then I know it sounds far fetched, but it's just right around the corner. It's your future. Bestiality. And these super cucked out churches like the, well, you know the ones. You know, unfortunately, because they won't stand on any principles whatsoever, because everything's a slippery slope, since they just lick their finger and hold it up to the wind. You know, they have their role in having allowed this whole society. Between the media, the super filthy media, Hollywood, the sold-out traitorous Republican and Democrat party, and the failure of most churches to stand on any kind of principles, we are seeing a decline in this society that is really beyond belief as far as how rapidly this society has descended into complete acceptance of any and all types of degeneracy. I mean, you wouldn't have thought, I wouldn't have thought that it could fall this fast, in whatever you want to put the time frame on, 5 years, 10 years for sure. But it's going to be the new normal. You're going to start seeing transgender people doing the news. You know, you're going to just steadily get more and more of this rammed down your throat. And it's going to become more and more. If you post to Facebook, everybody's going to beat you up on Facebook. That finally, you know, they will ultimately make Christianity a hate crime. The Bible, a hate book. Their ultimate goal would be to ban the Bible. Now, I don't get on here and preach religion, because it really is totally up to you what religion you are. This is not a religious show. It's about politics. But when it becomes to the point that you don't have the ability to practice your religious beliefs because they've painted them as hate speech, which is what they're doing, obviously successfully in Finland. And you know, this is the direction it's going. I'm telling you, the censorship, what's been removed from YouTube, a vast volumes of information, good information that now is, and I know there's other platforms, but a lot of people, you know, they're stuck on YouTube, and you know, these other platforms that exist today, they're certainly in the crosshairs. They want to completely cleanse the internet of truth and information, where if someone wants to you know, really find out what happened in World War II or other points in time and history, then they want to have that cleansed from the internet. NationalVanguard.org's got a great video from 2006 on the Holocaust. We'll talk about that a little bit after the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media Fair, and back in moments.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Down for you today. I had a great text sent to me. What if the Marine had said that if Iranians attacked, he would slaughter them? Would that have been acceptable? What if he'd have said if North Koreans attacked, he'd slaughter them. That's really an interesting point, because that's true. There wouldn't be any they wouldn't come and take his guns, most likely. It's because he said Antifa, and Antifa is the protected military wing of the leftist communist in this country, and we know who runs them. So I thought that was interesting. Ken says we've got a really good Mark Dice on what CNN did. So next hour, we're going to play that. I got a couple of news stories. We'll probably take phone calls after the first break. But listen to this. I'm sure you didn't see this on the NBC Nightly News with Lester DeCuckolt. A millionaire model agency boss thought to have vital evidence about the Jeffrey Epstein sex scandal has vanished. This is coming in from themirror.co.uk. Investigators who wanted to interview Frenchman Jean-Luc Brunel says he is a ghost who has totally disappeared without a trace. How about, isn't that news? Isn't that some news? It is understood inquiries are being made in Brazil, the U.S., and Europe. French prosecutors have opened their own inquiry into the crimes of the American financier Epstein. Brunel, who helped found the New York model agency MC2 and is credited with finding supermodels such as Christy Turlington, had strenuously denied any wrongdoing. So I just wanted to let you know that apparently some confidant of Epstein, a millionaire, multimillionaire actually, if you look into it, has totally disappeared. Is he with Epstein in Haifa? Well, you tell me. I don't know. And how about this? I saw this on the AP and I was like, wow. Unbelievable. The mother of a woman killed when a man rammed his car through a crowd protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, is suing the convicted murderer for wrongful death, James Alex Fields. He'll never be done beating up on him, I guess. Susan Bro filed a $12 million lawsuit August 30th against the 22-year-old James Alex Fields Jr., who is now serving life sentences plus 419 years on numerous convictions. Bro told the Daily Progress, which first reported on the lawsuit, she doesn't want Fields' blood money. She said she just wants to make sure he can't profit from selling the rights to his story or publishing a memoir. Wow. In a follow-up email to WTOP, Bro repeated her desire that Fields not profit from his crime, citing examples of Charles Manson and John Hinckley Jr., who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. So I wanted to get that in. I know it won't be reported anywhere. But, I mean, you know, I know I talk about it often, because I think about it every single day. The plight of James Alex Fields is just a modern-day tragedy, you know? Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fan. Back in a moment.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.